Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 60.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, who is the Legislative Assistant for Representative Moffitt. Glad to have you with us today, Ms. Neptune. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Neptune.
Heavenly Father, Romans 12:12 tells us to rejoice in hope, be patient in trials, and be constant in prayer. You know the concerns of each one of us, both the citizens and those who serve. While each person has a different set of uncertainties, none are too big for you. Bless those who serve the great state of North Carolina with clarity of mind, confidence in spirit, and courage as they move forward on a myriad of issues before them. Despite any differences, unite them in hope, truth, and strength. Give our leaders wisdom and the courage to serve nobly. May all that is done be done for your greater glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May the 12th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Dixon moves the journal for May 12th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 219, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the educational requirements for licensures of a professional land surveyor and make various technical changes.
Rules.
Senate Bill 299, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to maintain NAIC appreciation.
Rules.
Accreditation for the Department of Insurance and making revision of the laws governing credit for uninsured or reserve financing. Senate Bill 336, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require certain information to be included in declaration of condominium prior to request.
Rules.
Senate Bill 342, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise and clarify laws governing the motor vehicle dealer franchises.
Rules.
Senate Bill 343, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise and clarify certain laws governing the sale of motor vehicles.
Rules.
Senate Bill 367, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the acquisition of the construction of financial without appropriations from the general fund and certain capital improvement projects to constituent institutions of the University of North Carolina.
Rules.
Senate Bill 375, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the supervision requirements for certified alcohol and drug counselors and certified criminal justice addiction professionals.
Rules.
Senate Bill 379, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Division of Motor Vehicles to issue an unregistered certificate of title for certain vehicles.
Rules.
Senate Bill 405, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the Born Alive Abortion Supervisor Protection Act.
Rules.
Senate Bill 429, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make amendments related to the North Carolina Commercial Receivership Act and validate the neutral arts of certain statutes affecting real property.
Rules.
Senate Bill 490, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise certain license revocation laws to enable access to employment.
Rules.
Senate Bill 496, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend and make clarifying changes to various insurance laws and recommended by the Department of Insurance.
Rules.
Senate Bill 507, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the North Carolina Business Corporation Act as recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association.
Rules.
Senate Bill 575, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize clinical pharmacists, practitioners, and immunization pharmacists to prescribe, dispense, and administer certain treatments and medication.
Rules.
Senate Bill 593, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow parties to seek immediate judicial review of the administration's law judge's decision of special education due process hearing.
Rules.
Senate Bill 594, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify certain Medicaid-related provisions of the 2020 COVID-19 Recovery Act, updating in Medicaid program beneficiary and field processes, increasing the amount of available pharmaceutical leaves under the Medicaid program at all.
Rules.
Senate Bill 605, Committee Substitutes Number 2, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the laws concerning agriculture and forestry.
Rules.
Senate Bill 636, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to protect the privacy of charitable donors.
Rules.
Senate Bill 693, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend various abuse, neglect, and dependency laws to ensure safety of children of out-of-home placement and expedite permanency planning hearings of children that have been removed from the home at all.
Rules.
Members, pursuant to the announcement given yesterday, that today, of course, was just an admin session with no votes, given the very robust calendar that we've had this week and last week, it appears, I think this is the earliest, we announced this yesterday, but I think we confirmed it, this is the earliest that we ever finished our business in the crossover week. Under normal circumstances, we would have been going up until 11:59 this evening trying to get things across the clock. So not only did we not have to do that, we actually finished yesterday at a reasonable hour before dinner time. So that was that says a lot. We just received the bills from the Senate. I think the Senate has maybe 9 or 11 bills on their calendar today, and so there's not a lot of not much of a log jam of bills that'll be coming through. So it does look like for this coming week that we may have some votes on Wednesday and Thursday of bills of some appropriation matters, possibly with some of the federal funds. Those are the things that are coming through the pipeline, it looks like right now. So, but still not a very, nothing near as busy this coming week as what we had this last week. And the budget discussion, so it will continue at this time. So, pursuant to the announcement made earlier, Monday session, by the way, is going to be at 10 a.m. That is also a no vote session, so there'll be no business transacted there. And then Tuesday session will be a no vote session, and we'll advise members. I'll make sure the majority leader and the minority leader know if there's going to be votes on Wednesday or Thursday, but it may just be Wednesday, and we'll let members know. So far, I haven't heard any complaints, so I think we're in good shape. Any notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk's office?
No, sir.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May the 17th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rules 15.1.
Representative Dixon moves, seconded by Representative Bumgarner, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 17th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Special messages from the Senate. All of these will have their first reading at this point and be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Senate Bill 74, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act amending the charter of the town of Chapel Hill to authorize the town to invest in employee benefit funds held in trust in one or more of the types of securities or other investments authorized by the state law for the state treasurer. Senate Bill 265, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the transparency of bond referenda by requiring additional disclosures by units of local government and to make local finance related changes recommended by the State Treasurer. Senate Bill 314, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide additional tools for the local government commission to assist local government units avoid and correct fiscal distress that requires that the impact of the changes to sales tax distribution formulas be delayed until the fiscal year following the initial decision mandates that a statement from the local government commission be included in the petition to the General Assembly when the new municipality is proposed, adds optional sources for training for finance officers, allows the local government commission to mandate specialized training for city and county managers when a unit is exhibiting fiscal distress, and to establish a process for a municipality to initiate a transition to recover from financial distress, and to establish a process for the local government commission to transfer the assets, liabilities, and other obligations and dissolve municipalities determined to be in fiscal distress. Senate Bill 316, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow for certain exemptions for plumbing, heating, fire sprinkler, and electrical contractors. Senate Bill 425, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to the statutes governing guaranteed asset protection waivers and to create an article governing vehicle value protection agreements. Senate Bill 488, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the use of disclaimers on simulated checks or invoices. Senate Bill 554, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to promote affordable housing in North Carolina by encouraging the conversion of shipping containers to housing units. Senate Bill 580, a bill to be entitled an act to reconcile the effective date of certain rule adopted by the Environmental Management Commission. And Senate Bill 650, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that the Motor Vehicle Dealers and Manufacturers Licensing Law governs recreational vehicle dealers and manufacturers. Again, those messages receiving their first reading will be referred to the Committee on Rules.